This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The television watching audience falls into one of two camps right now. Those who've seen Squid Game and those who have not. I personally am in camp number two. The dystopian Korean drama is said to be on its way to becoming Netflix's biggest show yet, and that's even with only having been streaming for less than a month. So Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at why this show in particular, but increasingly Korean films and television in general, are resonating with American audiences.
In Squid Game, hundreds of people with huge sums of debt are invited to compete over an even bigger cash prize. What they soon find out is the only way to win and survive is to play games like Red Light, Green Light. The game we played as kids, says one of the characters, not exactly. This version has a much darker ending. Sookyoung Kim researches East Asian culture at UCLA's School of Theater, Film, and Television. She credits the show's success to its unique storytelling and high production values, and to its exploration of class.
It's a story of people who are desperate financially and psychologically, and it's something that we can all relate to, especially having gone through this extended period of pandemic.
She says though the themes are universal, much about the show is characteristically Korean, like narratives exploring the idea of individual interest versus community. And there's specifically Korean nostalgia. One scene involves a game with dalgona, a honeycomb candy.
I think we're going to see more and more of those shows just sort of show up with the sort of cultural ties they have.
Neil Macker, a media analyst at Morningstar, says U.S. audiences are increasingly interested in foreign films instead of films from abroad remade into digestible American hits. That's great for Netflix. Two birds, one stone.
Netflix, Disney Plus, and Amazon are all, you know, fighting for subscribers worldwide.
So far, Netflix has made 80 Korean shows and films. Disney Plus launches in South Korea next month. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.